Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. So good to be back here with you, Jordana. We love a Sunday special, don't we?
What's not to love?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is here. It's gone.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's about to be.
No, Christmas time is it is holiday season.
I've been already receiving trees.
Are you collecting the trees to talk about? Are you putting the good ones away so you can start reviewing?
I'm trying to do fewer, better trees this year. Last year, I think I had like too much. I felt like, so you feel bad. Someone submits, you're kind of like, you want to make them happy. But then you wind up not doing a great job on all of them.
Well,
fewer better trees.
Here's what I've said this about being the board lord, and you're the tree
betch. Yes,
tree betch. First of all, you don't want to repeat yourself.
Yeah,
you've made fun of some tree situations, and you're like, I've seen this one already.
Yes.
And here's what I always say: sometimes the worst review of all is nothing to even say.
That's true.
So
bad that there's nothing to do.
So, as we learned on the last episode, so mid.
Yes.
That there's so nothing mid to even say. That should be review enough for them. If they didn't get reviewed by you.
So average.
You are so average. You're Christmas. Well,
that's kind of it. It's like, I've said this about some of them that kind of replies to most of them. It's like, if I walked in and I saw it, I walked into your house, your apartment, saw it. As soon as I left, I would forget all about it. Completely unmemorable.
That's a harsh criticism. But
is it? Honestly, it's kind of like, it's basic, which is kind of like
basic
good.
Is good. Yeah. But I've been in basic homes where I'm like, you did it right. There will be, but also it's not even entertaining to talk about that one.
Right.
So that's another part of it.
But sometimes you're like, oh, what a beautiful holiday setup.
Oh, I mean, you can be blown away.
Yeah.
That is like, I want to be literally jingle bells all the way.
It's an art. And same with the charcuterie, right?
It is a total art. I'm yet to see a good one, but one day, hopefully.
Ever? What was the best one you have seen?
I'm always disappointed.
I saw one someone sent both of us. It was like a tree charcuterie.
Those are the ones I've done the reviews. It looks like a weapon. They use toothpicks to put it on the tree, and it's just like, who could even, like, I'd be afraid to walk near it. What if I slip, poke my eye out?
It can be a delicate balance between you want to be efficient. You don't want to be someone doesn't want to spend 10 minutes trying to get a piece of salami off of your weird tree.
I couldn't agree more. Here's the thing. Charcuterie was meant wine in one hand, picking with the other hand.
Yes.
I want to get in, want to get out, num, 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 done. If I'm literally trying to pull a toothpick off of a foam board that you bought at Michael's, not even made for food.
Yeah.
We are way down the road of fucked.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can be so aesthetically pleasing that you make no sense. Just remember that
You worked for the likes, not your people. That's the thing. That's what there's part of the Christmas stuff. There's the same with charcuterie. Who'd you care about here? Yourself or your guest?
Right.
Now that we've yelled at you.
Yes. We're starting everyone getting into the holiday spirit. Right. So, before you send to either of us, think about it.
Take a look in the mirror.
Take a minute. Look at what you've created and decide, is it worthy of a review?
Right. I totally agree. And so listen, we have a Sunday special. We have a great email here. We got the screenshots. If you're out there and listening on your Thanksgiving weekend and you saw someone over the holiday, go send them this episode. Let them know.
Yeah.
About this show.
Bite size. This one is weird.
This is weird. This is a weird one. This is going to be fun to talk about. Jordana, you got oversharing the podcast. Anything else going on at Betches?
Oversharing. You guys, you up with benefits. If you haven't, you're not a subscriber yet. I believe at this point, there's at least one of the episodes where Jared and I are going over our lists of what we want.
Is that
going to
be out already?
I think at least one of them will be out, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. This is the, if you're not signed up for You Up with Benefits, this is the week to do it.
Best $3 you'll spend.
It's a great $3, a gift to yourself this holiday season. Just go and hit that button on the Apple Podcast app or search You Up with Benefits on Spotify. I walked away from us taping our the lists episodes.
Yeah.
And I was like, those were very fun to the point where I was like, maybe we should have made them free. Like
well.
But we didn't.
I thought we don't want to offend anyone, so we keep it behind the paywall.
Maybe that's why we did it. Maybe that's why it was so fun.
Yes, because we felt safe. That's right, people. But listen, I have to tell you guys, the prices are going to be going up a little bit for benefits. So if you want to binge them, you don't want to pay the higher price, subscribe now. You can always unsubscribe when the price goes up.
I like that we went good cop, bad cop on that one.
Yeah.
You were like, I got to let them know.
I just want to let them know in case they want to, you know, backlog all the episodes, take a listen.
And to see if they want to be a part of the, what will be a higher price point.
Yes.
I mean, it's not going to like $1,000.
It's not going to crazy amounts, but it's going to go up a little bit. If you were, you're the Grinch or you are, it's really not the Grinch. It's more like Scrooge.
Yeah.
Scrooge. The prices are too damn, the subscriptions are too damn high.
That's right. I'm also on the road. If you're in Miami tonight, I got one more show tonight in Miami, and then I'm going to be in Virginia Beach. I'm coming to Oklahoma City. I'm coming to Irvine, California, Toronto, all across this great country, jaredfree.com. And we're taping. Special's coming up next couple weeks. I'm in the rehearsal space. I'm practicing my dance moves.
You're getting on, getting on stage, trying out the outfits.
That's right.
What are you going to wear?
Feather boa.
Love it. Like you're Britney Spears and Toxic.
That's me.
The Toxic.
I went very Britney on this one.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
All right, let's do it. You ready? I want me to read it?
Yeah.
Why won't my ex leave me alone? J&J, longtime listener here. I appreciate everything you guys do. I had a bizarre situation happen to me recently that I wanted to share. My ex of 5 years ago randomly texted me a video of him at the US Open and said, hopefully you can hear that they're playing our song in this video from his girlfriend's name, Insane Seats at the Open.
So let's call his girlfriend Amy.
Okay, so the message is, so video of the US Open, and then he writes, hopefully you can hear that they're playing our song in this video from Amy's Insane Seats at the Open.
Okay.
That is bizarre.
Very weird.
So, and it's too familiar with an ex.
Our song,
Amy's Seats.
Right. Why?
Ex and I's song, Amy's Seats.
Just
I don't
so you
get
know,
it.
I'm in a relationship and she's with someone who has good seats at the Open.
Right. I was super confused by this because we don't have a song to my knowledge.
That's another layer.
No, they're playing Who Let the Dogs Out, remember?
Oh my God.
And why are you... And why are you sending me this? Then he followed up by a random video of fireworks a couple days later. Screenshots attached. As if this interaction wasn't already weird enough, a week later he put me into a group chat with an unknown number where he sent photos of his engagement one day after he proposed. Screenshots are also attached. What is up with this? Why won't he leave me alone? And who is the other number? Ha ha. Thanks for all you do. Sincerely, confused betch.
You know, I almost feel like this is a poor reflection on her ability to choose people to date. It's right. Like, this guy is such a weirdo that I'm like, you dated this person?
Right. It is. These are bizarre acts that he's doing.
Right.
Let's go read the text.
Yeah, because we'll
I think okay. Two to tango.
I guess we'll see. All right. So you'll be him.
I'll be him. There's the video. We're looking at the video. Let me start. Amy does have great seats.
Fair.
I gotta say.
I can see where felt the need to send them to someone.
Right.
This is be bottom of the barrel for me.
Right. I don't know if I'm going to my ex with this video, especially with the nature of whose seats there. Okay. Hopefully you can hear that they're playing our song in this video from Amy's Insane Blank Seats at the Open. He references
the company,
what company they got them from.
What is it?
punctuation, just what is it? Stereo Love or whatever it's called.
That's their song?
What's Stereo Love? Can we play it?
It's like that housey music. Play it.
Who let the dogs out?
No, it's like trance.
It's
like trance from like Acapulco, Spring Break 2009.
Like Dance with the Devil? Yeah. Dance with the Devil. That's our song. That's the... Stop it. Stop it. Are you serious?
That's what I was trying to sing. Not well. That's why I don't do karaoke. Great song. Great song.
Wait, this is like the...
This is like the Spring Break song from actually like 2009.
Yeah, people would be jumping up and down right now, getting ready for the drop.
It's a house song, yeah.
This is played at a wedding post midnight.
Everyone
at a wedding.
Is drunk, yes.
Right. This is not any couple's song.
It's a good song.
It's a good song. Here we go. Lights. They got the lights. Yeah.
Great song. Takes
this
me back.
If this is the song that you have with your significant other, you guys love cocaine.
And Molly.
You guys, there's something off about your
whole
relationship.
And then she says, either I completely blacked that out, probably.
Yeah.
but either I have completely blacked that out of my memory or you're mixing me up with one of your others. LOL.
Could you imagine hearing that song going, oh my God. Our song. The craziest Our Song. It does take me back.
Yes. Not to a relationship.
No, not to like the love of my life.
Yes.
It's crazy. Okay, so Stereo Love or whatever it was called. Ha 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 ha.
I said, either I completely blacked that out of my memory or you're mixing me up with one of your others. LOL.
Must have blacked it out. Ha ha ha.
LOL, more than likely. Okay. Then 2 days later, he sends a picture of fireworks, it seems like.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Yeah. And then this is the new group
a
chat.
A week later.
A week later.
Day after he gets engaged.
Day after he got engaged, he writes, with no punctuation, got engaged yesterday. And then a picture of him and his new fiance and a close-up of her ring with the dog.
Yeah. Very weird. What do you think is happening here?
This is bizarre. I mean, also, he doesn't look like I thought he would look.
Yeah.
He's a little bit, he is a little frumpy.
Fair.
Frank Frumpstein.
I mean, he's getting engaged and he's wearing a suit.
He,
so.
No one has ever looked like they are getting engaged at 27 more than this guy looks. And
why would he send her that picture?
I want to know who the number, other number is. Here's, okay, so two to tango.
I also want to know, she doesn't say this. I want to know, she said, my ex of 5 years ago randomly texted me. Have you not heard from him in 5 years?
I don't think so. Because that this is where I go into detective mode. Mm-hmm. The way she responded with him, and I don't want to blame, you know, the victim in this scenario, but this is only the only person I can speak to.
Okay.
Because she's the one listening right now. She's hearing this. She wrote in. We can't speak to him.
Okay.
The fact that she writes, what is it? And not like, who is this? Or like,
he's what? Referenced her before.
They have to have been
right.
Speaking.
Yeah.
Because either I completely blacked that out of my memory or you're mixing me up with one of your others, LOL. One of your others, LOL.
They've texted about people.
This is how they, and again, I don't think anyone was going to like, I don't mean to blame her.
I don't even blame thing. It's more like, she didn't say like, why is he doing this to me?
Right.
Like, I don't think, I think this is more weird than like, she feels like really hurt by it.
But that's the thing.
I'm getting.
This is weird, but it also is how they interact.
Okay.
Is my belief. Because for her, it's one of your other girls, LOL. There's this
almost flirty.
Flirty. I know this version of a flirt that she, it's like, you ever see that meme where it's like, oh, I had to go and like hurt my own feelings?
Yeah.
Like this kind of feels in that vein where they have this like back and forth. One of your other girls is just something you say with someone that you've hooked up with before that you still talk to and that you're still acknowledging we had a thing, and the only reason we still talk is because we had a thing, not because we're friends.
Right.
So it's this thing of like, he doesn't care enough, and she cares more than she wants to believe.
Okay.
Like, he's able to have these like flirty, random interactions that come every 3 months, these check-ins. And because of the, you know, again, let me also say, he shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
He shouldn't.
I found out my boyfriend, who I'm about to get engaged to, is texting his ex about their song. He is calling it their song.
Right. Well, when does this end for you two? And
yeah.
And he, you know, if you're dating someone, if you're still, it's inappropriate, but if you're dating with someone, let's say he's dating his new girlfriend and this girl is someone in his past, right? And they have this contempt. This becomes his version of excitement. And you're kind of a part of that. So, and I don't think she realizes that this is all, you know, fun and games to him.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10. It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real, I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Why text her the picture of the engagement?
I don't know the nature of the third person on that text, but if they go way back to college, I think he's seeing how much he can get away with. In my opinion, mm-hmm. He's like, all right, this is my fun, flirty thing that I have on my own without my fiance knowing. Now fiance. But I've been,
okay.
And it's always LOL, one of your other girls. Like, it's always like eye roll. It's never like serious from his end.
Yeah.
She never says in this, it's like, it's funny that she comes to us instead of going to him. Hey, stop texting me. Fuck you.
Right. Why are you texting me this?
So
Clearly, they have some sort, like, you're right. Clearly there's some sort of normalization of this kind of discussion.
Right. That's a better way than I'm putting it, because it's to me like LOL, one of your other girls. That was one of those things I've been in that text before.
Okay.
And I'm going,
it's like fake antagonistic, instead it's like that, it's so much so that it's like flirty.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, part of me wondered if, like, okay, he texts like this with this girl, and then maybe, and this is me again, like making up stories in my head. Maybe the girlfriend sees this.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they're engaged and she's like, find a way to like end that. Mm-hmm. Or like tell her, why don't you tell her you're engaged?
Right.
So he tells her and throws someone else in the chat that they're engaged in this weird way. That might be like a stretch.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's that far of a stretch. That could be it. I'm trying to think, like, he was caught.
Right.
Or he's trying to, again, normalize this by being like, I show other people. Like, right. You're not a secret to me.
We could also still talk.
You're not, yeah. And I'm showing you.
I'm not making it weird. I'm telling you.
I'm showing you that, like, I've told other people that we still talk.
Right.
To me, it feels very much, we dated in college, and I would love an update from this person, because
What should she say?
What should she say to him?
Yeah.
She needs to end. She needs to break up with him. This is one of those things where you're not in a relationship with him, but you are in a relationship with him. We have to admit, all relationships are relationships.
Both of you are getting something out of this, or you wouldn't keep answering.
Right. And you wouldn't keep, like, you'd be like, can you please stop texting me?
Right.
Because it is too weird that just LOL more than likely, must have blacked it out. LOL more than likely.
Yeah.
That's open-ended. That the door's open for him to come on in any time.
If I were her, I would say, congrats on your engagement.
Right.
Very happy for you. Don't think it's appropriate that we keep texting.
Right. And for that reason, I'm going to have to like unsubscribe from you.
Your life updates.
Well, yeah, but also yeah. like, and if she wants to do this, this might be make it easier is to say it. Mm-hmm. Easier said for me than for me to do. But it might make it easier for her to do if she says to him, I'm going to unfollow because obviously the lines between our in our relationship are blurred.
Yeah.
Like, take ownership. Obviously, there's been a miscommunication. We've been broken up for 5 years.
Right. And maybe I'm part in it. Sure.
But this makes me feel uncomfortable. Saying I feel uncomfortable is a powerful thing.
Yeah. And the impetus can be the engagement. I think to me, that's like very like, okay, this isn't like, he's not like, this isn't a fling and you guys are both trying to keep each other on the back burner. Like right. you're in a serious committed relationship. You're going to get married.
Right.
I'm not really interested in like, even if it was like fun and playful before, now it feels weird.
Yeah. What is he going to send you? Had the baby today.
Right. You're subscribed to the Christmas cards.
Right. Beautiful Jameis.
Beautiful family.
Was born this morning at 5:57 a.m.
Jameis.
Yeah. I don't know. Hold on. Looks like he'd have a Jameis.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to get invited. I mean, maybe he'll invite you to the wedding where they're playing your song.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if this was my fiance, I would murder him.
Oh, this is not good.
No, I mean, not good for him, but that's not her problem.
He looks very much like I work in finance. I get a little drunk and text my ex.
Yeah.
Look.
I wonder if she knows. I don't think she knows.
I'm wondering who else is on that text. If it's like his buddy from college because he knows the guy. If it's a dude.
Unknown. She said an unknown number.
Right, that's weird.
Right? He's also just like a weird guy.
Right. Our
Maybe
song.
Maybe it's another girl that he's also speaking to like that.
I would love more information.
Another one of them.
Yeah. And I mean, he does not look like he's got a roster.
You never know.
Actually,
I feel right. like sometimes it's the guys you least expect that do have the rosters because
right.
they need it to like, it's not like the super hottest guy who does that because usually it's like an ego thing. And if you're like kind of have that look where you're like almost attractive, you need
right.
it more.
I just think it's so, you're right. And I think it's just so funny. All those women. And then it's like,
it's our song.
And then it's our song. And she goes, oh, it must have been one of your other fuck buddies. And then the picture of like this guy yeah. with no chin.
Also, he's texting her like at the game.
At the game.
That's bold.
Well, maybe it's his fiance's seats. She's not there, given to him.
That's a good point.
You know?
Sounds like a creep.
Great seats. Well, we solved dating again. I would like an update to this
yes.
one. If they're out there and you're listening, with all the questions we ask, and I'm not usually one to like need, I don't think we need any more information.
We don't need it. We'd like it.
I would like, yeah.
Yes.
This would be a fun updatable.
A you update, as we said.
That's right.
Give us a you update if you're listening, or if you were the other person who got this text and you're listening.
Right.
Want to know who you are. That's it from us, and we will be back on Wednesday.
Bye. Boom.
The You Up podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Maddie Paul, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Maddie Paul. Be sure to follow at you.up.podcast on Instagram and send us your emails to uup@betches.com.
Betches.